for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Saudi Arabia's ongoing anti-corruption crackdown has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who potentially now face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said he sees more to this crackdown than just graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia also warned that a missile attack from Yemen Saturday may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by the Iranian regime. Iran denies arming the Houthis and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as a possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayamoo announced the firing of the vice president.
It had become evident that his conduct in the discharge of his duties had become inconsistent with his official responsibilities.
Information Minister Simon Kayamoo there. The firing could open a path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, who has made her political ambitions known over the past 3 years. This is VOA. South Korean President Moon Jae-in